So guys, as of late, Star Wars has been pretty bad for gaming. Yes, we've had some pretty decent titles. I know not everyone loved the new LEGO Star Wars game. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and now Jedi Survivor have been great, although Jedi Survivor is not without its problems when it comes to performance. And then some people like that Star Wars Hunters game. I don't really care for it. I'm not a mobile gamer or anything like that. But yeah, we've gotten a little bit in terms of Star Wars gaming, but really not all that much. Meanwhile, Fortnite has gone ahead and brought probably their biggest Star Wars update ever. It is primarily Clone Wars stuff. There's a ton of different Clone Wars skins. There's also a mini battle pass that has like Darth Maul skins in it. There's Padme, there's Anakin. There is a ton of Star Wars themed skins as well as special quests that are going to be on from May 1st to May 23rd, 3 weeks of Star Wars content. And a lot of people have pointed out just how crazy this is. I mean, Fortnite is this megalith of a game. It is a huge game. And they are devoting an entire battle pass to one singular property. That is pretty impressive when you stop and think about the fact that Star Wars is pulling an entire game's content for nearly a month. That's crazy. I mean, they are devoting their resources, time, and shop to Star Wars. Meanwhile, Lucas Games and, well, Disney now, really, who I believe now owns Lucas Games, as well as, of course, Lucasfilms, has not released a game for Star Wars multiplayer since Battlefront 2. I don't really count Squadrons either, to be honest. If Fortnite is willing to dedicate an entire month of their content to Star Wars, they must think that it will be extremely lucrative. Now, imagine if Star Wars Battlefront 3, which might potentially come out at some point, who knows, could actually have that same model. I wouldn't honestly mind a battle pass, as long as in the battle pass you actually get things worth buying, and, you know, if you can kind of regenerate most of the money from the battle pass for the next battle pass as well, I think those are the markings of a good battle pass. That's a good battle pass model. So if we had a good, fair battle pass model in a Star Wars game like Star Wars Battlefront 3 with no loot boxes or anything along those lines, let's not get too money hungry, but I understand, you know, in order to keep producing content for it, they kind of need somewhat of a live service model. If they did this in a Star Wars Battlefront-esque game, they could just milk that thing for years, continue to release new game modes for it, continue to release new characters for it. Lord knows that there is enough Star Wars content out there for, you know, 150 heroes you could play as. And that's probably on the lower number. There's so many heroes from Star Wars. You know, you could launch with the original trilogy, and then you go ahead and 6 months later, you release the prequel trilogy with it. Then, 6 months later, you do the sequel trilogy. And you just continue this live service model, adding these new maps, new game modes, new heroes, new troopers, over and over and over again. And you will not run out of content for forever. You could have a Mandalorian update. You could have a Clone Wars update. You could have a Bad Batch update. You could have an Andor update. You could have so many updates in this. It would be absurd how much content Disney would be able to farm from this. And I'm all for it. Again, if it's not a total cash grab, I am totally cool with it. I would be playing this. I would continuously spend my money. If each mega update had enough content to keep me satisfied, I would totally continue to put money into a live service model like this. But sadly, it's really something that Lucas Games has failed to do, or, well, rather, EA has failed to do since they had the exclusive license for quite some time there. It just seems like they've not been able to capitalize off of a Star Wars game. Battlefront 2 suffered at the very beginning, but eventually made that comeback right in time for it to be shut down. People just started to really love Battlefront 2 again as they decided to cancel the project. And of course, we've got the Jedi series having a resurgence with Fallen Order as well as Jedi Survivor, but that's a single-player experience, and I don't want them to get rid of that in the slightest. Don't divert resources from single-player experiences, because those are also obviously very profitable for them and very fun for us. You know, that's just a win-win right there, with Cal at least having, I feel like, maybe one or two more games left in them. Keep Star Wars Jedi alive, but bring back some sort of live service multiplayer model. It's clearly showing from Fortnite that Star Wars works very well with this model. It just seems like they haven't done a good job with it. The very first Star Wars Battlefront I thought was absolute crap. Lots of you guys know me for not having the best opinion on the original Star Wars Battlefront. I made a whole video on it, made multiple videos on it. I just thought it was garbage. I mean, and they completely abandoned it, and now it's just full of hackers and completely unplayable. But of course, then Star Wars Battlefront 2 was really, really good after a couple of years. But again, they never really had their time to shine. Star Wars Battlefront 1 just felt like half of a game, and so people kind of left it early. And then Star Wars Battlefront 2, it started horribly. It started with controversy. It started without being able to get its, you know, legs beneath it and lift up off the ground really at all. And so it wasn't, again, good until its later half. So if Star Wars could get something right and finally release a game that's multiplayer, that has a good update model, they could be raking in the big bucks. And I keep mentioning money because obviously that is what is driving Disney's decisions here. It's Disney. They're a huge mega corporation that is purely built on trying to make profit now. That is what they are for. So as Star Wars fans, to expect upcoming projects, you kind of have to expect them to be profitable. So that's why sort of pitching these ideas in terms of profitability versus in terms of really anything else. Like, you know, I would love to be able to just pay $60 for Star Wars Battlefront 3 or whatever it ends up being and just continue to get updates for it for a few years. That's not going to happen without Disney making their money. So Disney needs a way to make their money. That's why I keep bringing money into this. But in this way, if they were to somehow have a Battle Pass, continuously put new content into the game, and then add new battle passes as that goes, akin to Fortnite, who clearly has had success with this in the past as they keep on bringing back Star Wars or Marvel, etc., etc., this could be a big win for everyone. Fans are happy, Disney is happy, they're making their money. It just kind of all makes sense. Of course, I don't want it to really be as goofy as Fortnite, because now we have videos of 65th Coruscant Guard doing like the Dougie or what's that other one, the Gritty. It's like, yeah, I don't exactly want that happening. That would be pretty abysmal. However, I would love to see clone troopers in a multiplayer experience again that's getting regular updates. I think it's time. I think we need it. I genuinely do. Either way, guys, that's going to be about it for today's video. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. I think it's high time this happens. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.